And in California, at least 16 fires are raging. In Los Angeles, evacuation orders are in place for some 20,000 residents as crews get control of the Getty Fire, which ignited yesterday near a major freeway. But the situation is much worse in Northern California, where the Kincaid Fire in Sonoma County has engulfed more than 74,000 acres. To put that in perspective, that's about twice the size of the city of San Francisco. For the latest, we have with us KQED reporter Alex Emsley. And Alex, this story is really developing so quickly. We just heard from firefighters today. What information did they share?
Today is about preparing for, I think, the worst. And the worst is coming this afternoon into the night. And that's a return of these offshore winds. It's not going to be quite as strong as what we saw over last weekend, which was hurricane force at points. But just because the wind isn't hurricane force doesn't mean it isn't a danger for this massive fire that could continue to threaten towns along the Highway 101 corridor north of the Bay Area. That's where firefighters have been making their stands for, you know, a couple of days now. And today is where the fire is expected to kind of ramp up in strength.
We've also been hearing about these red flag warnings that have been issued for most of Northern California and parts of Southern California. Can you talk about what these red flag warnings mean and how severe do they expect the conditions to get? You mentioned those high winds.
Yeah, and I think that the winds are just one kind of ingredient of a red flag warning. It can translate to, you know, an extremely high fire danger. Other things that could be a part of that are low relative humidity, dry fuels, high winds. You know, it's a recipe that the fire is likely to grow.
Then there are these planned blackouts, which are extensive. What's the latest there? And are they expected to continue throughout the week?
Well, it's a little bit mysterious. They started over the weekend in areas north of San Francisco. They were supposed to come back online yesterday, but that takes time, too. So it's relatively quick to shut the power down. But then they have to inspect all the lines and make sure that no trees blew into them or no other power poles blew over while they were de-energized. And so that was taking longer than folks were hoping yesterday when we had this kind of break in high winds and power could get turned back on. Now the winds are coming back later today, and I'm looking at a map of potential power shutoffs, and it basically starts a little ways south of San Francisco, goes almost all the way up the coast to the border with Oregon, and then a similar kind of spine on the interior of the state on the western side of the Sierras, also going almost up to the Oregon border. You know, with the last shutoff, it was estimated, you know, nearly a million people had lost power and had lost power for a while.
The California Public Utilities Commission announced it's going to launch an investigation into these blackouts. Tell us more about that.
The California Public Utilities Commission is a regulator of electricity companies, public utilities in California, obviously. And they have a tricky relationship with large utilities like PG&E that have been, to a degree, responsible for some major disasters in the state in recent years. So the CPUC needs to do something, and there has been some frustration over the power shutoffs. Are they too, you know, too widespread? Are they not planned for properly, you know, causing more havoc than they necessarily could? That's what I understand regulators are going to look into.
And PG&E is now saying that up to 500,000 people could potentially have their power shut off as they continue with the efforts that you mentioned. It's really hard to wrap your head around all of this. Spokesman Jonathan Cox said yesterday that it could take weeks, if not months, to fully extinguish these fires. Have you been able to talk with those impacted, and what are they telling you?
I can tell you that there are some differences in the way that the public and first responders have reacted to this fire in particular. There was more warning than maybe some of the previous large fires. People who live in these areas, for the most part, from what I can tell, they heeded evacuation warnings. They got out as quickly as they could. There was enough time for that to happen. And so the number of people displaced, I think, has gone down a little bit. It's down to around 150,000 people, close to 200,000. And it could go up again, people tentatively being let back into their homes. And that could change, and they could be, you know, told to evacuate again. if these winds do, you know, the worst case scenario. It has been majorly impactful to this region of California, and I feel like also, you know, the whole state and might I say surrounding states. I heard yesterday that 10 states in the West had sent firefighters to help on the Kincade Fire in north of the Bay Area in California.
A massive undertaking, absolutely. And all the help is needed, I can imagine. That's Alex Emsley of KQED with the latest on the devastating wildfires in California. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.